Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Are we recording? Are you guys ready for this? You guys watch all the trailers? You guys are so in sync right now.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Holy shit. I'm so impressed by you guys.
Yeah, this is one of those. Our periods have synced up.
Yeah.
Those periods
watch
are just,
this.
Hey, yay, yay, yay. Smoke weed every day.
We've done better, but we're rusty.
This is great. No, this is fantastic, you guys.
Well, we can use it for good or evil.
Yeah.
Like one time we can.
Hey, Jeff, we sing an Eagles of Death Metal song.
You've got a reaction. You've got a reaction, didn't you?
It's actually the White Stripes.
Mm.
It's my favorite Eagles of Death Metal song.
Yeah.
Sure.
Remember that time we convinced Tom that
Brian Adams killed his wife?
You did?
We haven't gone for like 7 minutes?
Yeah.
And
I mean, that...
Like, I'm so glad you guys are back together.
That sounds like a real thing. Like, yeah. If you told me Brian Adams killed his wife, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, man. It's why he doesn't go back to Canada.
Right.
Yeah. And it's one of those things you'll hear and just like... file away in the back of your head and believe it.
People
forever.
Get away with it, you know. Yeah. Natalie, nobody went to jail for Natalie Wood,
right?
You know? Why not?
Yeah,
Brian, he was at the height of, at the height of the Robin Hood song.
Yeah,
he was untouchable.
Yeah, no, you know? Yeah, no cop's gonna.
It was actually the summer of '69. That's what that song's about.
Capitol Records actually, Capitol Records paid his legal fees.
When he talks about playing it till his fingers bled.
Right.
A garage.
That's a garage, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With the guitar strings. Those are sharp.
What a fucking monster.
He really is.
Yeah. Tell me, did
Tom
you
better
ever
leave
really,
all this in.
Really, really ever kill a woman?
I guess welcome to Hypecast, by the way.
I don't mind this being the intro.
It's going to be like this, I think.
Welcome to the last recorded podcast.
We're sitting in a very like a dark room,
yeah.
Like huddled together.
This is technically a bunker.
Yeah,
yeah. The apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah,
there's just one pistol in between the three of us, with two bullets in
right.
it.
Right, and we're gonna take turns shooting each other for fun. It's gonna be great. I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Should we?
Yeah, I'm David Bell. Who are you guys?
I'm Adam Todd Brown, and I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
And I'm... Wait. God damn it. I'm nice. Jeff May, I guess, and I'm...
And you're great.
I'm nice.
You're the
Thank
best.
You, Jeff. Yeah. We love you, Jeff.
Oh.
Let me tell you, the groups of people I don't like.
I'm Adam Todd Brown.
And I'm Jeff May.
As people can tell, Tom is not here. He's...
He was killed by Brian Adams.
He was killed by Brian Adams.
You can't spell Adam Todd Brown without Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Without sure. Adams.
So thank you for doing this. Thank you for covering.
Of
thank
course.
You for being my co-host on this.
No, glad we could do it.
Yeah, I'm glad you could do it.
You're two of the only people I trust to not be riddled with viruses.
Yeah,
that's kind of true.
Like, I've been getting out there a lot.
Yeah,
I've been going out.
Normally, I was thinking, I was like, yeah, Dave's usually just like in.
Yeah.
And then your parents dragged you out a little bit, but luckily it was to like hiking areas and shit.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Griffith Park the other day to the observatory, touched a lot of railings.
We went to the coughing booth. It was a whole thing.
I've been going to the supermarkets a lot. I went to the Olive Bar at Whole Foods and grabbed some olives from.
I want to take you to an Olive Bar.
Olive Bar.
Olive Bar. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a carrier. I think we'll see.
Yeah, I've gone out to get food a couple times, but I've been keeping it pretty safe.
Mm-hmm. I've been like the fucking Heisman Trophy with people coming at me, especially comedians in social situations, and I've been like, nope, nope, nope. Monday night, I was like, nope, get the fuck away from me. Then yeah. I looked over and Val is hugging every fucking person yeah. she's ever met. And I was like, man, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah, after this recording sesh, I'm effectively shutting the studio down for a couple weeks. We're still yep. going to record, but I'm just going to, like, most of the people I know have the capacity yep. to just record on their end.
And then, yeah. Then he's going to turn it into a gay bar. A gay bar. Yeah. We've been listening to that song a lot.
To Electric Six. Yeah, they're yeah. great. I love that album, Fire.
Because we were
that
just...
That whole album is great. It's with yeah. Dance Commander. You guys actually listen to that album, or you just listen to that song?
What do you think, Dave? Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
We weren't going to
great
church.
Great music video. Do you see the music video for Gay Bar? It's so good.
We haven't seen any
of I've seen a really? Lot of videos of Gay Bar.
Wait, you haven't seen the music video for Gay Bar?
No.
Is that... That's something to get hyped about.
That is something to get hyped about. 100%. Yeah. I think it's the lead singer duplicated as a bunch of Abraham Lincolns in a thong.
Oh, and the whole, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. The whole music video is... Their music videos are like Kids in the Hall sketches for
punk rock.
For what?
For punk rock.
Yeah, I guess they're punk rock.
Sketches. Yeah.
Kind
of.
What are you going to call them?
Yeah, that's true. They're
garage
like,
rock?
They're like yeah. dance funk.
Adult contemporary? Like,
yeah.
What are you?
Yeah.
So, Adam, I don't know if you've experienced this since we've been doing Hypecast. We have Hypecast producers now, and they choose a tier on our Patreon, and in exchange they get stuff in the mail, and we say their names.
Very nice.
We say their names out loud. We recognize their existence.
I refuse.
You refuse
to recognize any of these people.
There's one you're gonna have to recognize.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna start naming these off. Just to give him a little thank you. First one is Davey Francis.
I don't know him.
No, I mean, I know him. I've spoken to Davey
I don't even
Francis
know him.
Next one is Chancy Pants.
Who's that?
It's Chancy Pants.
Okay.
Chancy Pants, man. Listen to that.
Sure.
Listen, it rolls off the
tongue.
Listen
to his show.
That's why I feel like you guys are missing out by not saying these names. Space McNulty.
Oh, McNulty, like Earth McNulty, in but in space.
But space. You're going to have to say the next one.
I'm here.
I got it. Okay.
The next one is, where's Bane?
Yeah.
Oh. Shout out to The Outsiders, Ben Mendelsohn, and his lovely, lovely Australian lisp.
Yeah. It's really evident in The Outsider.
Australian lisp.
I love a lisp.
I had to go to speech for my lisp.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I did in third grade.
Dummy.
Hmm. Hiram? Thank you, Hiram, for supporting us. Next one is, oh, great, it's that guy.
I know that guy.
Oh, that guy.
You know that guy. Lef, thank you, Lef.
Seems like he died in the middle of typing that name out.
It's good and short, though. I like it. Bob Grenville, thank you, Bob. This is one that I like to gift to people.
I know this one. I know this guy. Bart Fartigan.
Bart Fartigan.
I know this guy.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I see his name.
Isn't
on
that
stuff.
Fun?
Yeah.
Nolan Matten, thank you. That's Nolan's
fun
been doing
too.
A lot.
That one's fun too.
Nolan Matten.
Joshua Graves.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. Andrew McGuire.
Here's one. Tone Loke. I didn't know he was a part of this.
Oh yeah.
That's impressive.
Good for
Big
him.
Big fan. Yeah. Ozzy.
I love your shows.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Ozzy. Oh, that might be Ozzy. Ben Mendelsohn.
That could be.
Boy.
Mendelsohn.
Tom, Quasi Dangerous Levels of Hype K. Thank you, Tom.
Ah, oh, what's name? That K Solid stand name? For?
That's Tom Kenny, the SpongeBob voice.
Bam.
Mm.
AJ, which we've agreed on Andrew Jackson, but it could be.
No, it's from the fucking Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
yeah.
Or, Backstreet Boys.
AJ McClain.
Okay, okay. Is this also Backstreet Boys? Is Tip Drizzle?
Yep.
That's Aaron Carter.
Okay.
It's Backstreet adjacent.
It's tour bus name.
Thank you, Drizzle, Mr. Trizzle. Frankly Amish.
Mm.
It's solid.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Miss Voidus.
It's Mrs. Voidus.
Mrs. Voidus?
I bet I've
said Miss Voidus way too many times.
She's property of a mister.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. The ghost of Dave Thomas.
Always fresh.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of mine. Himself.
Really?
Give him back.
We can share.
I think a lot of these are shit.
Yeah. Aaron Burser.
Aaron Burser is one, yeah.
Yeah. David Knife Boot Henson, NBA CPA.
Knife Boot.
Christopher Robert Spartz Esquire.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's too many.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many. I would ask him, when you do this next time, ask him to trim one of those.
Okay. Yeah. Mackenzie, righteous hand of the lizard people, chill. Also too many.
Also the owner of my favorite pair of shoes in L.A.
Yeah.
The son of a bitch has these bright, hot pink shoes, and I fucking love them.
Oh, yeah?
He comes to Mint on Card a lot. I fucking love those shoes, man. Give me your shoes. Give me a new pair of the shoes that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Size 13 men's.
Funky J. Thank you, Funky J.
Funky Cold J.
Yeah.
It's Tone Loc again.
That's my favorite kind of J. I like a Funky J.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you look at a J and you're like, that's kind of funky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That J fucks. Funky J.
Funky J, yeah.
Finally, Pie Guy. Thank you, Pie Guy.
Shout out to Pie Guy. I don't want no shy girl coming up my pie guy. Pie guy's the kind of guy who'll always be mine.
You guys are in a musical mood.
That's a Bad Boys soundtrack song.
Okay.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's Pie Guy.
That's
Marky Mark and the Funky J was here earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, swing it.
I'm going to have to disinfect this whole room after this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm D-R-U-G-G-I-E, man.
Do they sell, like, bug bombs but disinfectants?
I don't know.
They should, especially now.
I got 3 bottles of that shit, and I feel like I should have got more.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
I mean, it's probably best that you didn't, like, steal it from everybody. You know?
Yeah. Just burn. That's what I was actually thinking when I bought it was,
yeah,
let's save some for the team.
Oh, you're a good dude.
I know.
Just, like, burn everything.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Do it like the end of the Velveteen Rabbit. Don't they burn everything of the kids?
Yeah, I mean, the lease is up here in 2 months. I could just set this shit ablaze.
Yeah.
Fucking burn just it watch down.
Watch it. Mm-hmm.
That's watch it burn idea. In the rain. Yeah.
Anyway.
Should we get to trailers, gentlemen?
Why not?
We have some good ones. A lot of repeats, a lot of stuff like final trailers. It's kind of a weird week for movie news, which we'll realize when we get to news stories.
It is a tumult.
It is a weird week.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're living in the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night was one of the strangest 30-minute stretches of my life. Like, just watching. Because I've been watching so much sports lately.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like
you don't even like sports.
It's like comforting. You don't even like sports. Check that podcast out. And like, just all of a sudden, this basketball game that had started gets canceled, and all these dominoes start falling after that. It's just intense.
Yeah. No, it's weird. We're in the first act of a zombie movie.
Yeah.
Like, we just saw
like a real boring one where people just get sniffles and die.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the makers of The Witch.
Mm.
But this is where we find out that the real virus was man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Say it isn't so, sir.
Oh, no, that's not cool.
Did you guys watch this Soul trailer?
Yeah.
Imagine if we didn't. We're like, no.
No. What?
But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Yeah. No, yeah, we did.
Yeah, I've seen this trailer before somewhere.
This is like the longest version of the trailer now. There's been a few trailers out earlier.
The animation's neat.
Looks
cool.
You know, what's interesting is I've actually actively kind of not watched trailers over the past, I've like really limited my trailer watching for the past several years because I feel like I get too much info.
Yes.
So I've just been like, I just want to go see the movie. I know I'll want to see it. Plus I get that AMC Stubbs, man.
Right.
We still going to be able to use it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I introduced Dave to the entourage.
I'm part of the entourage.
Oh, all right. You finally got A-list. We talked about this, yeah. I remember.
He's on my entourage now.
Because you were going to the Arclight. Like,
now I'm not.
Fucking Moneybags.
Yeah.
Exactly. Simpson.
Moneybags Mags McClain over here.
Yeah.
No, now I'm going to AMC.
It's getting the shit.
Mediocre popcorn.
Yeah.
It's the best. Same soda, though.
Sitting through 40 minutes of trailers. It's great.
27 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, this is the makers of Inside Out. They're going to tell us how where we go when we die.
And Coco.
Which a lot of us will find out soon enough anyway. But
this movie's going to fuck us up.
Yeah, it really is.
Like when they were like, Inside Out and Coco. I was like, all right.
Yeah. I've never even seen either of those, and I know how sad they are.
Dude,
yeah.
Coco is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've heard.
I would argue Inside Out isn't as sad as you might think. It's more like bittersweet.
Oh. Oh, well, I feel so much better.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I get it. It took me a second.
Oh,
took me a second.
Verve.
Like the verve. Yeah. Gotcha.
Do you like how didn't they recently just be like, you can make money off it now? Like the Rolling Stones? Because they had like the rights to it, and then recently they were just like, "Bah, you can make money off it now."
Wait, what?
I don't think that. I think
they did.
True.
Like within the past year and a half, I think.
Wow.
The Rolling Stones were like, "All right, fine, you can make your money off your little song."
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. How sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Soul, gonna see it. I mean, why not? It's gonna be one of those weird theater experiences. Where it'll just be me and a bunch of kids, and I'll be like crying. And the kids will just be like, that little guy is funny. Because you can, like, this more than a lot has that Pixar thing where it's like, it still needs to be, like, real silly for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's about death.
Yeah. Yes. Pixar really started doing that.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, it used to be like, oh, Monsters, Inc., this is cute.
Yeah.
And then, like, at one point in time, Pixar's like, now we're going to fuck them up real bad.
They got real emo.
We're going to make you sad, kids.
Yeah.
May 23rd, in May of 2019, Bittersweet Symphony credits and royalties were given back to the Verve by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. They have enough money.
Yeah, I'm sure they were like, we've got enough money, man. Soul looks good. I liked the mixed animation style a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I'm seeing that a lot more, that you'll get like mixes of 2D style animation thrown in.
I still haven't seen the Good Dinosaur had that, where it's like really realistic backgrounds and then cartoonish ass dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I
think that movie was like kind of a bomb, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's Pixar's worst film. Although, again, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's great. Maybe it's horribly underrated.
Yeah, I still haven't seen most Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Incredibles is... I fuck with Incredibles.
Every time I say that, someone shouts the name of their favorite.
Well, are you a
Pixar movie at me?
Is any of us kids movies people? Like, if I didn't do this for a living, I wouldn't see kids movies that often because I'm not a child.
Yeah,
I'm not a dumb child. Like,
I'd still fuck with Pixar though, because those are just adult movies through a children's lens.
Like, WALL-E is, I think, the one that's definitely like, this is above and beyond in terms of filmmaking, in terms of movies you have to see.
Sexy movie.
It is pretty sexy. Did you just rub the Iron Giant?
In the crotch.
In the crotch. Okay.
Just rub his gens.
Just checking. Yep. You guys want to talk about Bad Trip?
I sure as fuck do.
Yeah, I do.
What are your thoughts on this?
I can't fucking wait.
Okay.
I can't fucking wait for this.
This is the Eric Andre thing, right?
Yeah.
It looks amazing. I loved his Adult Swim show.
It's essentially Andre doing a Borat.
Yeah, his show is basically a live action Space Ghost.
It's weird
and
as shit.
I loved Space Ghost, so yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Andre's the exact right person to be doing this. He is at that Sacha Baron Cohen level of I can fuck with people in the real world and write a fucking trippy, fun, hilarious movie.
Yeah. I think the key, and I think I've brought this up in a previous episode, but like, what did you guys think about Tom Green?
I loved Tom Green.
Okay. I hated Tom Green.
Mm.
I love Jackass and I love this. And I think the difference is Tom Green's pranks felt like he was doing it to the people.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like people are just watching it unfold. And so it's not harassing people. It's showing people have genuine reactions to something outrageous in front of them.
Undercutter's Pizza?
Yeah, Tom Green, though.
He did some good stuff, but he didn't pick the right target sometimes.
Yeah. The thing that sealed it for me and Tom Green on one of his shows, he was at an osteoporosis rally.
Mm-hmm.
And he just runs up to a woman who's on camera and goes, "Osteoporosis rules!" And just dumps milk all over his head.
See, that's so funny.
Great.
Yeah. No, there's some funny ones. There was just also like,
that's because he's the butt of that joke.
Yeah.
Really, like,
there's the one where he like interrupts the kid's soccer game and keeps stealing the ball. And it's like, that's funny in theory, but then you watch the video and you're like, it's just a bunch of like sad parents. Like,
yeah.
It's just people who are bummed that this guy's ruining their nice afternoon. And it's like, isn't it funny?
Funny?
It's like,
back when I was a soccer coach, I tried desperately, but decided not to. I coached girls soccer. I wanted to get a bunch of my friends to come to my games as soccer hooligans. To like girls middle school soccer.
Oh, that'd be great.
To like have a bunch of like, yeah, Joe, middle school. I wanted that
fight
so
in the parking lot.
Like, I had friends that were like covered in tats with like shaved heads and stuff, and I was gonna do everything I could to get them there. But,
right.
Like, wouldn't that be hilarious to go to like,
oh, yeah,
like a middle school soccer game and be like hooligans?
Oh, it'd be perfect.
Remember, there used to be this sketch comedy group called Improv Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. They did.
And they used to pull stunts like that.
They did one where there was like a local band and they got like 200 people to go to the show and memorize their lyrics and stuff. So this band thought they were just like suddenly famous overnight.
They also once sent,
so mean.
They sent 80 people wearing khakis and blue polos to a Best Buy.
I remember
to
that.
Just stand there.
Because they told them, I'm like, don't misrepresent yourself, but if someone asks for help, you can be a nice citizen and help them. Like, you can help people out if they have any questions about electronics. Like,
I don't know what they're doing now. They were fucking great.
Oh, they probably all write on TV shows.
Yeah, they still have there's the No Pants Day. Where they, like, every year they do No Pants on the subway.
Oh, is that them?
Yeah, I believe that was them, and I think that's just become a thing now.
Yeah.
They also did a rooftop concert as U2, and the Edge was this fat Asian dude. But they were so high up, no one could tell. It was pretty great.
Oh, they did there's some really
so
fun
good.
Shit.
So
I know
good.
They did one where in a Starbucks they just looped like a 15-minute thing that was happening in the Starbucks. So like customers would come in and for like a couple minutes everything would be fine, and they slowly notice that just everything's looping.
Oh God, my
I'm gonna
God.
Start looking there.
Yeah,
it's funny because improv is so bad, but good improv is good.
Really yeah. good. Yeah,
it's just so rare.
Yeah, yeah,
very rare.
No, this Bad seems, Trip, I fuck with hard.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Tiffany Haddish looks like she's going to be fun in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bummer Hannibal Buress isn't in it because he co-hosted
that we know
Eric
of.
Andre's show. Yeah, I guess he could show up.
Yeah, I'm sure he has like a cameo or something. I don't know.
It's really funny. When they got Tiffany Haddish to do it, I was like, she's like the Janine Garofalo of the late 2010s.
Yeah.
Like, she's in everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I was, as soon as I saw what was happening, and I was like, oh, I am fucking here for this.
Yeah. Eric Andre's great.
I assume you guys are just as excited about the Jungle Cruise trailer.
Can I ask a question?
Jeff seemed to be.
Does it seem like the CGI is from 2007?
This is a thing, and I don't understand it. I think it might be like one producer, because you saw the Doolittle trailer. That movie that bombed, and it says like from the producer of Alice in Wonderland, and it's like, yeah, that's why it looks like everything else, where it's that muted color look with like CGI that's like kind of fantasy, but like
where the animals look a little off the entire like other than the, because like when it's good, it's the Jungle Book,
yes,
and when it's bad, it's fucking Mowgli,
yeah,
you know, like it's God.
I did like The Jungle Book.
I fucking love The Jungle Book. The Jungle Book is by far the best live action remake they have done and probably
terrific.
Will do.
Yeah. Well, Mulan looks like it's going to be pretty
looks
great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mulan.
But like this, it looks, look, man, The Rock and Emily Blunt in a Romancing the Stone style
it's kind
film.
Of,
it does look like Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
I guess the bummer is because, like, it's like Indiana Jones or Romancing the Stone. It's like an adventure. Like, it, for in terms of an adaptation of a Disney ride, you know, some poor writer just was like, okay, I guess I have to figure this out. And they picked a great idea.
Yeah. And they said, make the next Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, man, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can you do it with The Rock?
All
right, maybe I can do it.
I think this would, and maybe the trailer's just misrepresenting it. The thing that always bums me out is, for the reasons we just said, it should be less CGI heavy, I think.
It's Jesse Plemons is in it.
Like, this should be a stunt movie. Like, if you go back Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, it's a stunt movie.
And the second sword one, fight.
Yeah, they knew, and then it went off the rails. It's that weird thing. I had this issue with The Kingsman, where the Kingsman movies should be stunt movies. And
the
they
first
kind of,
one is.
Yeah,
the
but
first
there's,
one's great.
There's like, then it starts getting more CGI. Like, when they start replacing stunts with CGI stunts, and it's still just like people doing the stuff, that or like explosions or car accidents, then it's like, what are you even doing? Yeah. And so that's my fear of this, is that I hope it's like a really decent action movie.
Yeah.
Like, Skyscraper was another one where I was like, he's just on a green screen the whole time.
Skyscraper was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
So bad.
Yeah. I like The Rock, though.
Yeah. So I hope it's not The Rock on a green screen.
This is the kind of movie I typically avoid. Like, I just don't.
I'll wait till people tell me it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumanji I fucked with.
The last Jumanji was pretty good.
Yeah. The last Jumanji was okay. Although The Rock's Danny DeVito impression was dog shit. Then Awkwafina rolled up and did it, and, and was fucking
her
unbelievable.
As Danny DeVito was amazing.
Yeah. I still need to see that. And
oh, it's great.
That sounds just that what you just said sounds fucking great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Awkwafina is so great.
I liked the first one.
The first Jumanji was like one of my favorite movies of that year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it's one of those ones where I think when you heard it's coming out, you're like, I don't know if we need this, and then you see it. And you're like, oh, yeah, we definitely, like, the moment they put The Rock in it, it's just like, oh, fuck, yeah, we need this.
Oh, we didn't need it because it was any movie.
Yeah. I think The Rock is a thing where it might be with Jungle Cruise where, like, they have a script and they're like, man, I don't know. Stick The Rock in it to be sure. Like, to give it something.
You get a 10% likability boost in your movie when The Rock's in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We saw Hobbs and Shaw. And, like, we had no reason to see Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. And I wish we could unsee it.
I did.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember anything from
that. Yeah, I don't remember.
You don't like Hobbs and Shaw?
I thought Hobbs and Shaw was terrible.
I didn't have an opinion on it. I literally had immediate amnesia from Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but like not in a way where I care about the things you guys just said. That's perfectly fine.
No, I just
opinions didn't. On Hobbs and Shaw.
Like if we did we just watched of Hobbs and Shaw, I would have been like, I don't know. I don't know what happened in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know I saw it. I got a Dr. Pepper.
They went to a few different lands.
Yeah, I guess what it is about Hobbs and Shaw that I appreciate that more movies need to do is it knew it didn't matter. It knew ultimately none of this matters, so they just didn't give a shit about how they were like, look, we need exposition in this. Well, let's get Ryan Reynolds to do it and make it like weird. And it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Here's what I will say. One of the highlights of Hobbs and Shaw and Jumanji 2, Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Hart.
I have come around on Kevin Hart.
I like Kevin Hart as an actor.
I adore Kevin Hart as an actor. He was his impression of Danny Glover in Jumanji 2 is top shelf.
Yeah.
Like facial expressions and like tone and stuff. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's a great comedic actor.
He's been killing it lately.
Good cameo in Hobbs and Shaw. It's the only thing I remember from Hobbs and Shaw.
That was amazing because they do it where they're having a fight and he just pops out of nowhere and he's just like, Kevin Hart. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's like
again,
Charlton Heston in Wayne's World 2.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Gordon Street.
That's the thing. Yes. Hobbs and Shaw feels like a parody sometimes because of those moments where you're like, where like the Kevin Hart scene, that's not going to hold up in like 50 years if people don't know who that is.
It was a fun interaction, I'd say.
It was, but it's like the weirdness of it. Like they knew that they're sort of just making a movie for now and it didn't really matter. And they're just like, fuck it, let's get Kevin Hart to do a scene too. Like it doesn't.
I feel like all of those movies are satires of the first three movies.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds about right, right? Like I've never seen any of them.
Right.
We should do remember when we did that Weigh-in-thon back in 2013 or 2014?
You guys should watch all the Fast and Furious.
We should do a Fast and Furious-thon.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
It'd be easier than the weigh-ins. I mean,
I don't know,
in number of movies, but beyond that, it won't be easier.
We did 11 movies with the weigh-ins-thon?
Whew, something like that.
18 hours of pure weigh-ins action.
Yeah. It was intense. Maybe if we get quarantined together.
Then you'll have, you'll have all the time in the world. You can watch everything. Next trailer, you guys, The Witch Subversion.
Okay, what the fuck is this?
That's
a
sequel to The Witch, right?
That's what we first were like.
It seemed like in name it feels like a sequel to The Witch,
and
but
then you watch
in the trailer it looks like an actual good movie.
It looks fucking amazing.
I hated The Witch.
It looks like three amazing movies Voltroned together into one amazing movie.
This looks fucking amazing.
I'm really excited for this movie.
Is this like an anime that they made into a movie or something?
I don't fucking know. Here's the thing. It almost feels Bollywood with good special effects, where like she's doing stuff that I'm just like, whoa, what the fuck? But it looks good.
It's Sollywood.
Yeah. It's
because Korea.
Right, this is a Korean film, right?
I think so.
Or it's a Korean-American team-up.
But it has that over-the-topness, but it's also like weirdly dark. This feels like a film that's going to be like really beloved in like a year, like that it's just going to spring up on everybody and everybody's going to
really love. This is the thing I'm most excited about on this list.
Yeah.
Here's a fun thing about this trailer is that every new thing they add on is a what the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's like in a totally positive way. Like what the fuck? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's horror, something we need more of.
Once the girl starts throwing people around, I was sold.
And there's like beheadings and it's samurai gory. Swords and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You gotta have a beheading.
Talking goats in this. Just fucking straight up supernatural ninja.
I fucking hated that talking goat.
Ninja.
I love the talking
subway.
Goat.
It drove me nuts.
I want some oats. I really wanted to
say that. If I was a goat, I'd say that.
Yeah, she was just like, what do you wish of me? And he was just like, get me an apple to eat.
I want to eat a can like in cartoons.
Did you see The Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What
did
you think of The Lighthouse as opposed to The Witch?
I liked The White House. I liked The Lighthouse better than The Witch.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. The director actually said in an interview about why The Lighthouse had farting and was funnier. As he said, I thought The Witch was like a pretentious film school project. So even the director of The Witch apparently didn't care for The Witch.
That's how I felt about The Witch.
See, I liked The Witch, but. Like I it sounded like the director was very self-aware of how The Witch could have come off to people, so like, let's put farting in this one.
I did. I was pretty medium on The Lighthouse.
I liked it.
I really enjoy The Lighthouse. I love a good seagull getting beaten to death. You know, like you gotta have it. You gotta have that.
I like watching a mermaid fuck.
The way I describe The Lighthouse is if I was 18 when this movie came out, I would have spent a lot of time convincing myself and everyone around me that I loved that movie.
See, that's what I felt about The Witch.
Okay. Because like Pie was like that for me.
Oh, Pie.
Where I was like, I loved that. And then like, I'm like, no, I didn't.
I loved that. And then you never watch it again for 15 years. And you're like, maybe that wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't think I liked that. Man. Yeah.
That was me with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Did you see the reboot?
You've always liked that.
I was like, that's one of my favorite comedies. And then I watched it a couple years ago and it's like, no.
Did you watch the Jay and Silent Bob reboot?
Mm-mm.
Are you a fan of Kevin Smith movies, or were you?
I was.
I loved Chasing Amy until I rewatched it recently.
I like Zach and Mary Make a Porno. That's a good
one. I really liked Red State.
I love Red State.
Yeah, I like Clerks.
I like Yoga
Hosers. Dated. I like Mallrats. It's very... Mallrats one where you're rewatching it like, Jesus Christ.
Chasing Amy's the most dated of all.
Well, yeah.
It's the most 1997 movie I've ever seen in my life.
Kevin Smith has this natural protection where he's self-aware enough that it's like, no, there's no criticism of him that he hasn't already said about himself, it feels like.
Dogma fucks.
I really like Dogma.
Dogma stands.
Chris Rock.
Dogma's
the moment
amazing.
Chris Rock became like got put in a Kevin Smith film, I was like, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
But the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, as a Kevin Smith fan, is like kind of emotional at times because you know what happened. You know, he had a heart attack, you know, the age, what happened to Jason Mewes. And it's like sincere. It's also structurally one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of those that's indefensible. unless you're a Kevin Smith fan. If you're a Kevin Smith fan or were, you're like, oh, I see why this is really fun and nice. But
yeah,
you couldn't show someone that and say this is a movie because they'd be like, I disagree.
Yeah, now I feel like I want to watch it.
Yeah. Mm. It's too meta. It's very meta.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about Arkansas?
Not yes.
The state, the trailer.
Also very excited about this.
Yeah. You know what I describe this as? Is this is like if Tarantino was directing a Coen Brothers movie.
That's a real, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like small town crime. It's got that Coen Brothers thing, but it feels.
I like Vince Vaughn in a serious role.
Yeah.
I like me some Vince Vaughn, man.
Did you guys like True Detective season 2? Am I the only person?
Not particularly. I didn't really like it, but
yeah, it was a lot of talking in that.
I think I'm the only person.
You know what? It's like, how do you follow season 1?
Yeah, you get Vince Vaughn in a serious role.
And then season 3 is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The weird part about season 2 of that is Colin Farrell just looks like farts the whole time.
Oh yeah.
He looks like he just smells and exists as
yeah,
farts.
He looks greasy.
Whole,
yeah.
That whole fucking filming.
I used to date Rosario Dawson.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
I could see that. That's a smart pairing.
And then Cory Booker.
Oh, yeah.
She likes...
She's fucking dating Cory Booker. That's weird.
Booker. She's going through the CO list.
Yeah.
He stole a...
Look out, Cosby.
He stole a Mariah Carey joke in one of the debates.
Did he? Cory mm-hmm. Booker did?
Yeah, he said no, and then he goes, I'll repeat it in Spanish. No. And that's a line from, he's paraphrasing, but it's a line from a Mariah Carey song.
He stole
most recent
a joke from Mariah Carey.
During a debate.
What a weird place to steal a joke from.
Yeah. I mean, it was cute when she did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was hers.
Yeah, because she thought it up.
No, this looks great.
Yeah, this is...
It's got Fat Malkovich in it? Are you kidding me? Give me Fat Malkovich all day.
It's and there's a Hemsworth. Did I see a Hemsworth?
Liam Hemsworth. What's his name? Fucking Clark
Duke.
Clark Duke is in it.
Yeah,
Clark
Duke.
Oh, I like him, even though I hate him and everything he's in.
Yes,
I fucking
yeah.
He's like a good ingredient,
right?
He's like a hot pepper. You don't want to go after him alone, but when you mix him in with some stuff, you're like, oh, are you fucking yeah.
Give him a Hemsworth.
Give him the Hemsworth, man. That's a yin and a yang, huh?
Yeah, yeah. This is. I'm very curious about this. It could go both ways. It could go to, they slathered it on too hard and it's like the writer tried to be really smart and it's like, you know.
Right.
We just watched For Smoking Aces, which is not, I don't think, terrible, but it was in that existence, that shoot 'em up crank area.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can really, it's a big swing and you can come off as really forced and dumb. It's the people trying to be Tarantino, you know?
Right.
So, like, this could be too much someone trying to be Tarantino, and it could be a big miss. It could be...
Who's the director?
It could be Reindeer Games, you know, like...
Yeah.
Which I mean a classic.
It, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's the director for that?
Reindeer Games?
No, Arkansas.
I don't know. You could Google it.
You could Google it.
We could all stop talking, and you could just
if
Google
you wanted
it.
To Google it. Jeff.
I'm not going to.
Google Arkansas director.
Arkansas. You like that?
See.
Sick, thick ass.
It's Clark Duke.
Clark Duke's the director.
So that's gonna tell us nothing.
And he's a co-writer.
Oh wow!
All right. Well, shit. That's actually
pet project.
Also, yeah. Vivica A. Fox.
Oh yeah,
she is a fox.
Nice, it's pretty nice.
Thank you.
Thanks. Starship Troopers is Patrick Muldoon, also from Saved by the Bell, a patented lady stealer. He stole Zach Morrison's girl, and he stole Johnny Rico's girl. And
not cool.
Yeah, not cool, man.
But I mean, we don't say stole because they are not property. They, you know.
Well, back then.
Oh, for sure.
In Starship Troopers at days. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he got Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Denise Richards.
Mm.
King of the 90s, Patrick Muldoon.
But yeah, Arkansas. People should check out this trailer.
It looks really good.
The last two trailers are the ones that I'm like, people should check those two out the most. The Witch Subversion and Arkansas.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this TV spot for the New Mutants.
Fuck yeah, man.
It just got a PG-13 rating, yep. And then this TV spot's trying to make it look real playful.
Disney really was like, okay, have what you had, but make it nice.
Is this going to be on Disney Plus?
No.
Or is it a movie?
It's theatrical.
This was delayed for a really long time.
A hard R.
It was supposed to be a hard R, and then it didn't. There was no reshoots. It was supposed to get reshoots. Basically, what happened is we were making our Deadpools and shit, and someone was like, I want to make an X-Men.
A horror version.
Version. And it's like, what a great idea. You should do that. It'll make a lot of money. And then Fox was bought by Disney, and Disney's like, well, not so fast. We want to ruin everything. So
that doesn't sound like Disney.
Yeah. So there was no reshoots ultimately. They're going with the director's original vision, but now it seems to be PG-13, and there's sort of...
It recuts.
Yeah.
And so this is going to suck.
It might. Maybe not.
Because
I said it's going to suck.
Because there have been good PG-13 horrors. Sam Raimi did Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah. Yeah, Drag Me to Hell was great.
And Sam Raimi knows how to do a good PG-13 horror.
So I get that, but they definitely made this one a lot more fun and like X-Men-y.
Is this supposed to be like a horror thing?
That's the idea.
It's supposed to be a horror. Yeah, it's based off of, here we go. It's based off of the New Mutants run from the late teens into the early 20s number one series called Demon Bear. Which was a storyline in the New Mutants.
Demon Bear?
Yeah, it's called The New Mutants, and the storyline was called Demon Bear. And amazing art by Bill Sienkiewicz. It's fucking... And it's very horror. And they're translating it on. It was... R-rated version of this I was really excited about for some reason.
Is the bear possessed by a demon?
You gotta kind of watch.
Okay.
Or is demon... possessed by a bear.
Oh yeah, I was about to say a bear is trouble enough. Like, is there ever been a superhero that's just a bear? Where it's like, we got this guy, he can breathe underwater, and this guy, he's just a fucking bear.
It's a bear. Yeah. Here you go. That character's name is Ursa Major, and he is on a team called the Soviet Super Soldiers with Red Guardian.
Ooh.
I'm giving you an opportunity to have a perfect segue.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Didn't I want to tell you more about bears.
There's a character that's a bear in the Marvel Universe called Ursa Major, and he is,
on the
team with Red Guardian, who's going to be in the next movie we're talking about.
Okay. Can he turn into a bear?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I just want
a bear. Or maybe he is a bear.
I just want
like, they're like, what's the bear's name? And like, I don't know. Bears don't know have names. We just have a bear.
They just live in the woods.
Yeah, when trouble comes along, we just open this cage, and now we got a bear.
Yeah, bear comes out, fights. Yeah.
Speaking of bears, next trailer is Black Widow. Perfect segue.
I mean, I'm into it.
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
Dave knows how to do a segue.
Fuck,
Jeff.
Man. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this movie.
I am too. Yeah. Every time I see this, I'm reminded that...
they blew it.
Yeah. It should have come out a long time ago.
Yeah.
This is a 6 years ago movie.
Yeah. But... for me, it's like a whenever movie. Like, just get, like, yes, it's a bit too late, but not for me. This is my favorite aspect of Marvel, which is the people who aren't like big CGI characters, and it doesn't have lightning.
It's a stunt.
Like, I do tend
to like Marvel movies that are about just one character the best.
Yes.
I mean, I fucked with Guardians of the Galaxy hard, though.
Oh, yeah. No, those have their place, for sure. I just mean I love Black Widow as a character, and I kind of have to have respect for Hawkeye for this reason, too, as I love that they're like, yeah, we're fighting alongside giant monsters. Oh, what's your power? I'm just really good at fighting. Like, I'm just, like, the best fighter in the world.
There's a really great SNL sketch about the Avengers where Jeremy Renner was on, and he's just and he takes out a bunch of them, and they're like, all right. He's like, well, I'm done. I'll see you guys later. And they're like, what? And they're like, oh, I'm out of arrows. What do you want me to do? and they're like, there's millions of these. How many arrows did you bring? He goes, 11. They're like, you brought 11 arrows? And he's like, yeah, and I killed 11 of them.
That's great. Yeah, like, I like the idea that Hawkeye is so good with bow and arrows that it's just a superpower. That it's just like, yeah, I'm just so good at the, like.
Yeah, he's got perfect aim. That's his power, yeah.
Take that to the Olympics.
Yeah.
On Civil War, when he's like retired, he's like, I thought you were retired. He's like, well, he's like, I took up golf, shot 18 holes, got 18. Figured where to go from that.
Yeah, good for him. But yeah, this, when is this coming out? Are we all going to be dead before this comes out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or is it going to get moved?
It might get moved. That brings us actually into news stories.
Man.
Look at that segue.
This is just...
This segue brought to you by Segway. Segway, when you need a segue, Segway.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah,
segue. Thank you. That segue. Get on the segue.
There's like, I looked up... I spent like an hour looking at movie news. There's one thing that's not on here, is that the directors of Ready or Not is going to do the next Scream.
Oh!
That's, isn't right. that great news?
That yeah. is very exciting. Yeah, Ready or Not was so fucking good.
So good.
Which one's Ready or Not? Which one's that?
It came out... around the time Knives Out came out.
Okay, which...
Bunch of rich people
and
in
a lot
house.
Of, a lot of people thought it was called Hide and Seek because that was the poster came out that said Hide and Seek on right. it.
That was the one with the bride?
Yep.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, that girl looks like Margot Robbie.
Who yes. gets the nod from Satan in the movie?
Yeah.
Satan shows up briefly.
That film got buried. Because everybody was like nervous about like mass shooting hysteria, so that film got like
yeah.
really pushed down,
which is silly because it doesn't seem like yeah. it has anything to do with
I really
that.
Wanted and to see that and I didn't get to
it's on
you didn't
streaming?
See it
what streaming though
it's on Netflix now I think
is it I'm oh, gonna watch that tonight be.
Yeah
it's man that it's kind of because the Scream franchise kind of needed to not have Wes Craven doing it anymore. Which I guess isn't really.
I'm like, they don't have an option
now. But it was getting to that point where like the first Scream felt self-aware and smart, and then they just kept doing the same meta jokes, and it compounded until that last one was like, Jesus Christ, you
yeah.
can't stop. But there's always a place I feel like for self-aware horror, but it always has to be kind of cutting edge in
well,
order to work.
This might be a weird example, but the Scary Movie franchise kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like the first Scary Movie is great.
Yeah. The Wayans Brothers.
The second one's good too.
Yeah.
And I think the third one, there was something, because it's the airplane.
That's the Zuckerberg.
Guys.
Yeah, that's Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
There's a great.
That's cool.
There's a really great scene in that one where the Tom Cruise character is chopping wood because it's War of the Worlds, but he's chopping Duraflame logs. And it's just, to me, one of the funniest fucking
yeah.
visual gags I've ever seen is he's putting Duraflame logs
yeah.
like still in the wrapper on the thing and then like chopping them in half. And that's his,
I that's think that's score. Also originating a joke that got stole from by Arrested Development that got stole by Frozen, which was that we finish each other's sandwiches.
Yeah.
I think it's like he says dinner in Scary Movie 3, but that's like the where that joke seemed to come from, and then it just kept getting plucked by other
yeah.
more popular things as it went. But yeah, there's yeah. some moments in that.
Yeah, we've had deep conversations of the Scary Movie franchise. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess my point is Ready or Not feels perfectly fresh for that because it's not winking self-aware, but it
yeah.
understands the tropes. Like Your Next was kind of like that, where it's like you could tell they were aware of the tropes and they didn't have to be a spoof or to parody them. They just knew what to do in the plot that you wouldn't expect.
You're a spoof.
So yeah, I really like
Damn.
The idea of them doing... I'm going to ignore that. That really hurt.
He called you a spoof.
I know. I know. I hurt.
You got really chaffed, hurt. Bro.
Really hurt.
Woo!
Good God. It's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot of fans.
All those people have coronavirus. Oh,
Jesus.
Checking in on the quarantine.
Quarantine. Hey, fans in quarantine, how you doing over there?
Well...
Looks like they're feeling magical over there in quarantine land.
I hit the wrong button.
It's... It worked.
No, you didn't, Adam. No, you
Speaking
didn't.
Of quarantines, you guys, they're moving a lot of films around.
Oh,
that's yeah. James Bond movie got moved.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. James and now I think Lovebirds, Fast and Furious 9, that's kind of the biggest hit, right? That's until like next year.
That's
what do they
2020,
know?
April 9th of 2020.
Yeah, what like do they know that we don't?
Yeah, that's what I've been wondering. All this stuff getting moved to November. It's like, what's going to happen?
Maybe they... Well, I mean, I bet they. You look at like the lifespan of pandemic, like the height of pandemic.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, it's got to be at least 4 months.
Yeah, they probably got some real smart people.
Yeah. Yeah, my hope is that when it gets really hot in California, we'll be...
Mm-hmm.
We'll burn it out.
Yeah, these things, they don't tend to live in
That's
hot
gonna
climates
Summer
as well.
Will be the test, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's still around in summer, we're...
A lot of us are going to die.
Yeah. I got swine flu in June.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jeff.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, not for nothing, but...
Here's the thing. It also doesn't affect kids. The coronavirus isn't affecting kids.
It doesn't kill them.
It doesn't kill them.
They're still getting
They're carriers.
It. Yeah,
well, that's way worse. What I'm getting... it doesn't kill them.
Yeah, again, that's way worse.
Well, I was going to say, worst-case scenario, it's like a Lord of the Flies world where it's just children, we're all dead, and climate change is all set. We've solved it.
Oh, yeah, because all the adults died.
Those kids are too stupid to figure out how to fix climate change.
No, I mean, there just won't be pollution because we'll all be all dead and it'll just be a bunch of little kids
not
just eating their pets and fucking just having a great time.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah.
That's what should happen, man.
Yeah, I told my cat she's probably the last... Because she, logically speaking, not even emotionally, I'm not going to eat my cat until I'm desperate because there's not much meat on her to begin with. It's waste. It's like, why go through the emotional...
This dog, on the other hand.
It's a meaty dog.
She's a snack.
She's a chunky monkey. She could carry me through a winter.
That's true.
That's the name.
Yeah, right? Poor puppy.
Ordering a barbecue rotisserie. Pay no attention to this. This is just it goes in the emergency earthquake kit.
Just a little light prepping.
Don't worry.
Light prep work is all I'm doing.
A A1.
But A9. I mean, Bloodshot's gonna bomb.
Probably.
Because Vin Diesel is very popular in China. That's why Vin Diesel still exists, I think.
They do love Vin Diesel. Holy shit.
They really love Vin Diesel. I mean, I love Vin Diesel, but like the XXX movies, like the reason Vin Diesel still makes these movies is they do great in China, and China is not going to theaters right now.
No.
Why not? So,
yeah, what's happening?
I don't know. They're just going through a
phase. Because those theaters are all hospitals now.
Yeah. It is getting better there. Did you see that they're like Wuhan has shut down a lot of their emergency hospitals? Like there are people, they're starting to churn people out in the recovery stage.
Yeah, because they reacted right away.
Yeah.
Instead of we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did a real good job over there, but
we'll deal with it. Don't worry. When Congress is back in session.
That's what they're saying now.
Excuse me, how?
Yeah.
So we're all going to die. That's it for stories. It really was a bummer news because it was like, it was that combined with different stories about rapists. It was just like Harvey Weinstein or the Corey Feldman stuff. And it's just like the entertainment news.
What's going on with Corey Feldman now?
He put out a thing.
Put out that $20.
Or he's accusing Charlie Sheen. Or if we want to talk about the Masked Singer, like entertainment news is the
fucking
worst.
Fuck Sarah Palin.
I said this on Twitter is that I would honestly invite a society where politicians became so disgraced so often that they were just doing like dance shows because they're so desperate for some sort of applaud and attention. Like that should happen more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sucks that she's getting paid and we're still having to pay attention to her, but like,
look at her shit face and shit brain.
It means like seeing her on that. I know it depresses a lot of people. To me, it's like, better on there than being like vice president, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
or being good. A talking head somewhere.
Yeah. I still remember when she was running and like, I would have been so happy to hear that in,
I'm quitting so I can be on the Masked Singer.
It's just like, that's great.
Yeah,
fuck you. Like you were terrible.
It was like Sean Spicer.
Yeah, Sean Spicer too. It's like this is really a sign that they have been disgraced. I want more of it.
More disgrace.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
More public beefs with Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, they just shouldn't be paid as much, and we should be.
Dippin' Dots are not the future of ice cream.
He had a public feud with Dippin' Dots and a public Venmo. What? I found his Venmo.
Who had a feud with Dippin' Dots?
Oh, that's right.
Sean Spicer.
Really?
His Twitter, it like talked shit on Dippin' Dots like 30 times.
He's not wrong.
No, I like Dippin' Dots.
He was really? Mad about, he was mad about like availability of flavors and things.
Oh, that's dumb.
Like that the vanilla was, of course it was the vanilla.
Dippin' Dots, I felt lied to the first time I had Dippin' Dots.
They're not worth the price. The
first time I had them, I was like, ooh.
It's just clumpy ice cream. It's just
that for sure.
Ice cream that's been frozen a little too much and into balls, small balls.
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 You get it.
Hey, Dave.
Balls. Oh, you're going to do it. Yes, Jeff.
Dave, I was wondering if you knew, are there any movies out there that might deserve more hype?
I do. Had no one asked me, I would have just kept going about Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots. For like balls. An hour. Balls. I got to tell you guys about something.
What is it?
It's a movie called Blood on Her Name. It's streaming right now. I decided to go for something streaming because a lot of people are going to be spending a lot of time in there.
You
house.
Have to pay to stream this, right?
I don't know, man.
I feel like I think I almost watched this the other night.
Yeah, I really want to watch this. I've actually been keeping track of this one for a little while, and I was going to put this on one of these, and then I forgot about it, and then by the time I remembered, it's already streaming. It's got a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's nice and simple. It starts with a woman with a dead body on her hands.
Yep.
Who of a guy she killed.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah. They never, right, I guess they never show why or her murdering him. And it's basically about her. She goes to dump the body in a lake, and then the dead body gets a phone call from like his kid who's worried about him, and she feels guilty. And then her own kid is kind of like a juvie kid. Like he's not doing great because his dad went to jail. And then her dad is the cop in the town. He finds out, and it's really just about a woman trying to get rid of a body. And I think that's the movie, at least from what I can tell.
It looks great.
It sounds fun.
It does. I like the simplicity of that. I like,
yeah,
you know, there's so many movies where people just get rid of bodies, and it's like, no, that shit's hard.
Not really. So hard.
Well, man, let me tell you, I've been reading Unsolved. I've been watching a lot of Unsolved Mysteries lately, as many people know if you follow me on the things.
Right.
And there are times where, like, you'll hear stories like, oh, the woman went missing. We asked the husband, and we're pretty sure it wasn't him. And then it's like, update, in 2014, we found the bones. They were buried in the back of the...
Yeah,
right.
They were buried in the basement. The husband fucking did it.
Of course he did it.
Now, yeah. If you were somewhere like where this movie takes place, which looks like it's probably Florida or somewhere...
Yeah.
That's a place you can hide a body.
Feed him to the gator.
Yeah, that's an easy enough place.
There's a really famous case. Tyler Perry has put up reward money in this case.
Famous case where Tyler Perry killed someone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's this cop in Florida who, on two different occasions, he pulled people over, and in both cases, they were driving on suspended driver's license.
Okay.
And in one of the cases, it was a car accident, and he said something to the woman to the effect of, I'm so tired of people driving without licenses. And in both of those cases, the people he pulled over for driving without a license disappeared. And he almost certainly murdered both of them.
Sure. That's
but
his thing.
They can't find any bodies.
He's like the shitty Punisher.
Yeah. And in one of the cases, he moved the guy's car out to the street and then called in to report that this car had been abandoned. And then he gets a call from the 911 operator, and she's like, a witness saw you move that car out to the street. Do you have any idea what they're talking about? And he's like, nope. And he has since sued to get his job back because they just can't find any evidence of what happened to these two, and he probably just fed them to the gators. Yeah.
See, this is why I like being a big guy, because if I know that if I think someone wants to kill me, I just go to a hotel with no elevators and get a room on the fifth floor, and it's like, yeah, you're gonna have to fucking work for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put me in a suitcase, just try to lug me down these stairs.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to get one of those three-piece luggage sets to get me down there. Yeah?
You're going to have to chop me up. It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to change you.
You're going to have to eat me.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go. If someone murders me, they're going to have to eat me if they want to get away with it.
Uh-huh.
And that changes your whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Then you become an Aronofsky movie.
Right. Yeah, because what if you love it? What if you love it?
Yeah, and then it's all about, that's the first 8 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. You guys see Raw?
The Eddie Murphy special?
Yes, no. I did see Raw.
I liked Raw. It's about cannibals.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. But yeah, Blood on Her Name. It looks really good. Check out the trailer. It's on streaming. I think it's not like a horror. It's not like comedy. It just seems like a straight up drama. Kind of? Drama suspense. It's taking the hiding of a body very seriously. That's a hard thing to do.
Did you ever watch Swallow?
Not yet. It just came out.
It's you can rent it now. I almost rented it the other night.
I gotta watch that. There's a lot of The Girl on the Third Floor I haven't watched yet.
Oh, that's great. That's on Netflix.
There's a lot of updates for movies that deserve more hype. There's a lot of these are out on streaming right now. So if you happen to not want to leave the house, you might want to look through.
Why would you not want to leave the house? Get out there.
Yeah, you know,
weather's getting nice.
Try new things.
You don't even
people.
Leave the house.
You don't even like your house.
Yeah. Get out there. Breathe that air.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a new day. So yeah, thank you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, fucking Dave.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Dave.
Welcome. Do you guys want to-
Dave.
You guys wanna,
if that is your name.
It's not. Dave Matthews.
Band.
That is my legal name.
Hey, we're dropping the morning.
Does his teeth bite to eat and he's
Jesus
rolling?
Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Let me tell you. Sometimes we talk about concerts. You know, we talk about like what we're proud of, the things we've seen. I've seen the Dave Matthews Band more than you've seen another band.
Really?
And I'm not proud of it. But like I kind of, because I went to high school and college in the 90s and early 2000s. Okay. What do you want?
That's
from me?
Not an excuse.
No, it's not an excuse. It's a reason. Okay. I quit and then came back. I saw him in Fenway where Willie Nelson was opening for him and I got free tickets. What the fuck do you want from me?
Still not worth it.
To leave after Willie Nelson.
Well, he's not bad. Dave Matthews is not bad. He's not bad. He's quite talented. It's like saying Garth Brooks is bad. Garth Brooks isn't bad. He just doesn't do the thing you like.
It's all bad. It's
bad. Garth Brooks is bad, and you're bad.
You're bad. Fuck you.
You're bad.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm going to cough in your mouth.
Oh, why? I'm going to shit in your mouth.
This is why we have the gun here.
That's right, yeah.
I never introduced a gun in the first act of the podcast, if you're not going to use it.
You guys want to plug anything?
Save the cast, I believe.
You guys are going to plug anything?
Yeah, Adam.
Wash your hands.
Okay.
Stay the fuck away from me.
And you don't even like sports.
Listen to You Don't Even Like Sports, me and Jeff's podcast. Honestly, it's the only sports thing happening right now.
Yeah.
So it's even if you do like sports, you'll like the podcast.
Yeah.
But also,
do-
if you don't like sports,
You'll love
like,
the podcast.
You'll like You Don't Like Sports.
You should do a podcast where you describe sports for people who miss sports. Like you just make up games that you think might be fun.
Jose Canseco and Dennis Rodman in an arm wrestling match.
There you go. See, that's perfect.
Jose Canseco would destroy Dennis Rodman
yeah,
in an
he
arm
would.
Wrestling match.
Mm.
And then cry at the end.
Yeah.
And then they'd both argue over who would try to kill themselves first.
They would have sex.
With Madonna. Together.
Sounds amazing.
We did two back-to-back podcast subjects of people that fucked Madonna and tried to kill themselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of parallels between the old Canseco and Dennis Rodman.
Hmm. It's called You Don't Even Like Fucking Madonna.
Hmm.
Which you do.
You know you do.
You know you do. But that's on the Unpopular Opinion Network.
Yeah, everybody check that out.
Find. For me, Sideshow with Jeff May is every other Tuesday through Sideshow Collectibles. I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they haven't canceled me, but like, I don't know. It's going to be tough to get guests to come out. You want to die?
Just do it. I'm telling you,
man.
Die
real quick.
Yeah. Remote.
I can't do it remote, though. It's a whole ass thing. Anyway, so there's Sideshow with Jeff May, and then Tom and Jeff watch Batman on Gamefully Unemployed.
Yeah. Check out this network that you're listening to this podcast
I
on.
Do shows on Adam's network, shows on David's network, and a show that's my own.
Yeah. Very nice. Check all that shit out, people.
And when everyone stops dying, go support live comedy. Support creators, please. Fucking please.
Yeah,
Patreons,
there's a lot of people hurting right now.
Patreons, coffee, fucking get Venmo and PayPals of people that create content that you like and keep them fucking afloat because all the acting gigs are going away. Voiceover gigs are disappearing. Like fucking paid appearances and shit. Stand up. It's all going away. People are losing their fucking minds.
The indie market right now, everything's canceled. The film festivals.
I've been canceling Comic-Con appearances that pay.
Yeah.
For me, I'm not doing now. Like it's fucking scary. And that means all of your favorite content performers. So Tom and Dave and Adam. Like, everything's going to start getting pared down, and don't be a dick and cancel a fucking subscription.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, actually amp it honestly, up, we're going to be doing all right just because we do so much remote stuff anyway, so it's like fucking podcasts are easy. But yeah, it's bleak. Wrap some food up and mail it to us. Send it to our PR box.
Send us hand sanitizer.
Yeah, sandwiches.
Oh, fuck yeah. Send me hand sanitizer and toilet paper, please.
Yeah. But most importantly, everybody stay healthy and have a great weekend.
Please do.
Please do.
Yeah.
Wipecast.
Wipecast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.